Welcome to the Back in Time podcast.
What are we doing this week, Kyler?
We're on Halloween.
Halloween episode?
Yes.
All right.
And when it turns Turkey Day, we will make a Transformer one.
Transformer one for Kyler. Okay. Great. Well, yeah, guys, thanks for listening to our podcast this week. We're going to have a special episode where we kind of dive into a live look into a party that we had over the weekend with JD and myself. As always, you can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, IGTV, and YouTube. And you can follow us over at Back in Time Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And then you can check us out online at backintimepod.com. JD has some new blog posts up there, so check that out. But let's get to the episode unedited. Enjoy.
All right, so this is Back in Time Podcast at a Halloween party outside of Chicago, and we have a few assholes and a few buttes, and there's alcohol.
There's a lot of alcohol going on here.
Yeah. Cheating. I always do this at the beginning of the show, but how the hell are you?
Let me take a big swig and tell you all about it.
Yeah.
Because this is just straight up tin cup on the rocks. And she's like, oh, this is happening. This is like a double. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I can actually see your shirt coming out a little bit from the new hairs.
Yes. Well, there's like six hairs per sip of tin cup. So the point of tonight's episode is it's going to be loud, house party type of a thing. But we're doing spookiness. We did pumpkin farm. And the scary stories being told. Old, we watched all of Halloween's spooky crap.
Eric Weikert sucks.
Well, Eric will listen to this, so Jeff said that. Eric, I love you.
It's Weikert with a W.
Yes, not Weikert with a Z.
Well, so, anyway.
So, our first guest on the show tonight, we have Jeff Biteman. Jeff, join us.
I need a little beer.
Okay, Candace, join us. Wayne.
Come on up. We need to have a...
Wayne is ready. Okay,
There's actually not a chair.
Who's shocked by that?
Am I just supposed to stand? Thank you, sir.
Take my chair. This is going to be... We are going to get yelled at by Ben... And Dave and Pat.
Yeah. Video from Pat.
We are going to get a lot of negative, but this is happening. So, Wayne, first time on the show. I can't wait to have you on a full episode.
Thank you for having me. Wait, are we actually having an episode right now?
We're recording, mother effer.
I don't think they can see the episode we're having, but thank you.
No, we're not videoing.
Oh, it's not a video. The episode is still happening.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Why is
this the moment that happened?
So, Wayne, what is your favorite color? And why is it orange?
Purple. It's not orange. It is purple. But aren't you glad it's purple?
Wow. Okay, I'm going to give you a hug. So
is that a dad joke? I'm sorry.
I can't have any hug. All right. Tell us your favorite scary movie.
My favorite scary movie is... Shit, I don't really have a favorite scary movie.
What is your first spooky movie moment? Because mine, after I watched Pet Sematary, scared the bejeebus out of me.
No, I remember this movie. I can't remember what it is, but they made a bunch of them, and it's about these like puppets. What are those?
Kyle,
Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets.
Oh my god! I remember as a kid, I was frightened of these little fucking puppets.
Yeah.
Can I say F word? Okay.
Yeah.
you can fucking say the fucking
F-word. Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, and I was scared, and then they like kept coming out with more and more of them, and I was so scared.
Even more than it goes.
Yeah, but it's been a long time ago, so I don't remember.
I got a good one for you. What's your best Halloween costume that you ever dressed up in?
I was Prince.
Prince.
Yeah.
Prince of Arabia?
I wore tight purple pants.
No, oh, that Prince.
Oh, yeah. The purple artist formerly known as. Formerly known as.
So the symbol.
Yeah, I did. I wore the symbol. I did.
Attaboy.
A wig and.
I'm going to go with. I was Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I was like 10.
Yeah, I'm going to say I hate you.
Why?
I was Colonel Mustard one year.
Colonel Mustard?
And that was fantastic. And the Palindrome Jedi joined me as. Miss Scarlet, but we were zombie versions.
Oh, because you had already died.
We had already died. It was a fantastic outfit.
Did you guys use like the different pieces as?
I had a candlestick. She had a noose, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice. Did you guys carry envelopes? Is that too deep?
We didn't actually kill anyone.
Oh, fair enough. Could have killed each other.
Yeah, I think that's what we said.
No, because somebody would have had to have been old. That's, yeah, fair enough.
So who was the first person that you killed?
That was like the first hand-in surgery and stuff like that, so I find it super interesting.
No one.
Sorry, okay, let me repeat the question. Kyle's being really silent right now. If you were to kill somebody, how would you do it?
How would I kill somebody if I had... capability.
Let me give you my story first, because apparently you seem a little reluctant.
No, I'm thinking of how I would do it, but go ahead, keep going.
So what I would do is I would pose as a mailman. I've told you this many a times. Kyle knows this. I would canvass the neighborhood. I would find a hermit. I would find a hermit, and I would buddy up with him. Bring him his mail. You're a good man. Let me carry your groceries. Then I would kill him.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
Then my kicker is I would take him and I would apply for a job at McDonald's as a fry cook. I would chop old man's body up and then I would serve his body in the meat to the patrons.
Oh boy.
I don't think you do it at McDonald's, but I think you do it.
Very detailed.
I've thought about this. Palindrome Jedi wants to know why I've thought about this.
Actually,
we've all been to high school. We've all thought about this.
We actually have all thought about this. If you think about it, when you watch a show or any murder or anything, you're like, man, that guy messed up. That was his first mistake.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because we all think, oh, well, if that were me, I would have done it different. So I totally get it.
So what would be your...
Well, okay, if we're thinking that now.
Yes.
If we're going in this whole weird situation, then...
Dexter, finger to the forehead.
Okay, so am I doing this out of passion? Am I doing this because I just love to do it?
You tell us.
I don't love to do it, so I wouldn't know. Obviously, it would have to be out of passion, so I'd get caught.
But how would you do it then?
It'd be out of passion, so I'd get caught. But how would I do it? I mean, if I'm going to get caught... Oh man, how would I do it?
Because they're like super.
You kill them both at the same time.
Well, I'm sorry, them both? who are?
It's out of passion, right?
Are we talking your parents, your brother, your sister? Who are the both?
Oh, well, out of passion, it'd be my wife and her lover.
Oh, it's very specific.
Well, yeah.
Candace?
She's also not my wife.
Goodbye to you. Love you. Fantastic knowing you. But you're Wayne's first.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, John.
This is who Wayne kills first.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
This is who Wayne
it
murders
would be a murder
first.
Out of passion.
Yes. Good friend. Who's your friend?
Kyle.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
How they do it?
Tell us your first murder.
I'd
kill you.
I accept. I wouldn't cry either.
No.
I would say I get it.
I'd probably throw you in the back of a truck and just drive to Mexico and then hitchhike back with a new identity.
Yeah.
Okay, El Camino. How about coming up with something original, El Camino?
That's not an El Camino.
That is what they did in El Camino.
Oh, you watched that movie?
We did. Yes, we watched it earlier. Did you watch it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Especially if you like Breaking Bad,
sure.
It's really good.
People like,
what the hell?
It's tough, right?
How about this?
You know what it is? It's because he actually had already murdered somebody, and he just doesn't want you to know.
Yeah, I don't
want
to see on air. He'll show me like shit. Then I'm like guilty, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty by association.
No, you're not.
Yes, now I have to kill the three of you.
Wait, well, there's only two of us. You would have to kill yourself and the computer and the people that are on the other side. I'm sorry, general public.
Oh my god.
This, we're supposed to be talking about scary movies and they got real weird.
Well,
Dave, Pat, Ben, we're sorry.
Has anybody seen It?
The new It?
Yes, the new It.
This guy has.
Yeah, I saw.
Chapter 2 as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought Chapter 2 was better.
Okay.
Ooh.
I think it wasn't better for me, but I think it did a good job of, like, ending the story. So I like the ending of it, but, like, the end fight scene with Pennywise, where he's, like, this giant, like, spider, like...
Weird.
Too much CGI for me. Didn't like that. So, I just didn't think it was that scary either.
No, but I mean,
like,
it's still...
Maybe one little jump out of me.
Stephen King's weird, though.
Yeah.
And he was in it. Which makes it nice.
I like his cameo.
Me too. He's like, you're an author. You can afford it. I liked that part. Pretty funny.
But he saw Joker.
Yep.
And you haven't.
I have not.
And I haven't.
But you say it's not good, or you do say it is.
No, I liked it a lot. Yeah, I just tell people, if you're a fan of Batman and you want to try and make sense of the story and tie it into the DC universe, you're going to hate it.
Sure.
Because it's not that. It's a character study on one person.
Sure.
And that's it. It's not meant to be a sequel, or Batman's not going to show up. So.
So let me ask you this. Gold Coast. What was your first dream about killing someone?
I'm really hooked on this.
You've not listened to our show very much, have you?
No, but that's okay.
We'll pass it to Wayne.
I've never dreamt.
So I had a series audience of dreams when I was young. And... I stabbed Freddy Krueger in the stomach.
Okay, makes sense.
I sliced Michael Myers' neck. And I blew Jason Voorhees up with a rocket launcher. These are dreams that I had when I was a kid. And I'm curious, Kyle, Wayne, fabulous guest, do you have anything similar?
No, because I wouldn't... expect to live in those scenarios.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not afraid of those movies. Like, I watched those movies and I was like, Jason, I blew you up with the bazooka.
No. The scariest dream I've ever had was I was stuck in a situation where I couldn't move and all my limbs and I just couldn't move, and that was scary to me, but I've never tried to kill anybody.
Bless you. So that's a good question. What is your, like, worst case scenario, don't want to die in? Thank you. Situation. Don't laugh at me.
I would not want to drown. I think that would be really difficult.
Okay, so, but what if you were locked, tied in a casket, nailed in, and then dropped in an ocean? Would that be worse?
Yeah, that would suck. I don't think I could get out of it.
That would be
so
bad. Candace, come join us. Come on.
I'll give you my worst nightmare for dying would be jumping out of a plane to do skydiving and the parachute doesn't open. Because I'm deathly afraid of heights. So, yeah.
If it doesn't open, what would you do?
That's what she said.
On the ground.
You just...
Yep. I'm like,
would you like...
That's it.
Would you...
Head first.
Would you enjoy the rest of it or would you not?
No.
You would just be like,
I
hate
scenario
every
so scared to death of heights.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
Buried alive for me.
Okay.
I picked drowning. He said parachute not opening.
So we have water, we have earth, we have air. Candace.
Is it fire?
Is it fire?
I should not, because I think he would just fall asleep. But I think drowning.
Ooh,
for sure.
Ooh,
yeah.
We couldn't get all of these things to combine in some
Captain Planet.
That's exactly it.
Captain Planet, you're a hero.
You want this sea baby?
About to take it from to zero. I don't know the lyrics.
That's true.
Favorite horror movie, Candace.
Oh, she likes horror movies, by the way.
Good.
Silence of the Lambs.
Oof. Interesting pick.
Hello, Clarice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is your most frightening, like, movie that gave you the most nightmares? Is it the same?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think I can think of any movie that, like, moved me that way, for sure.
You might have to speak up.
It's picking up everything.
Directional.
Yep.
The microphone knows all. It heard you fart. No, it didn't.
So for me, like, I love
Great White Buffalo.
You know, we're talking Nightmare on Elm Street is probably for me like the tip top horror franchise. But Pet Sematary, when I saw that as a kid, as like a 7 year old, could not sleep.
Sure, sure. I don't know about the more recent one. I didn't think it was.
I didn't think it was scary. Talking about the Ridge.
But for me, I think scary movies are the ones that could actually happen. You know, for me,
like Spring,
like a Halloween.
Yeah,
Michael Myers kills the babysitter.
Yeah, like could actually happen. Mm-hmm.
Friday the 13th.
The classics.
Yeah.
You're a classics.
Yeah, for sure.
Saw.
Like the sci-fi ones,
okay.
Not super scary for me, but like the truly scary, like could actually happen to the average person. Like
that's why
those are the ones I find scary.
I love the videos that people play on YouTube of where they don the scream mask and they spook someone, and the response is just a swift jab to the jaw.
Yeah.
I love those because my older brother did that to me when I was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
He came out of the closet in the basement and I said, "Fuck you!" Boom!
Yeah.
I just punched him in the face.
Yeah, just
and he took it off and he's
like,
"What are you doing?" And I was like, "You spooked
reaction,
me!"
Reaction, like scary reaction.
That's good to know in case I was thinking about scaring
you.
Strangers?
Strangers.
Strangers, yes, is my favorite. Favorite horror movie.
Terrifying. Because it's truly just like what could happen to somebody.
Yes, that's legit my favorite scary movie.
Terrifying.
What's the little girl say when she knocks at the door? She's like, "Is so-and-so home?"
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
She knows. She's not a little girl,
name?
But I don't remember the name, but she knocks on the door. She says, "Is so-and-so home?" "No, you got the wrong house." "Okay." And that's based on a legit thing that happened to Brian.
Okay.
Where he was at his house in southern Texas, and I've talked to him. Like, he told me the story. And he was like, "Yeah, somebody knocked on the door, and it was just a pair of vandals that were going around and banging on doors." And his little sister went, and she answered the door, and they were like, "Is Vivian home?" or whatever. And they were like, "There's no one here by that name," so they left. So that story is, the apex of that story is, because you're home.
Yeah, and that's why it's terrifying.
Yes. Strangers.
Love it.
Yeah.
Favorite
Halloween candy?
Snickers.
Reese's pumpkins.
Yes!
Pumpkins. Okay.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Skittles.
Anna?
That's not really. We both cheated.
Probably Twizzlers.
So,
regular candy,
Reese's pumpkins wins as the only Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Jeff is gone. He's pooping in the toilet downstairs. We may or may not see him.
Halloween Snickers.
There are pumpkin Snickers. There are pumpkin
Snickers. Talking's hard, though.
Talking is hard. Yeah. Thank you, Kyle. I'm going to give you a Stone Cold Stunner like you've never had before.
Do that in your own time.
Oh, hell yeah.
The song?
No, Stone Cold.
God. I was like, this is a great stunner. Song.
And then not know his catchphrase.
You said, oh, hell nah.
I said, yeah.
He did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, apparently I mistook Kyle's and got excited by the background music.
Yeah.
Spoon. New song. Delicious.
Good song. Okay. Yeah, we normally don't have music playing in the background. This will get flagged on YouTube for sure.
Probably, but who cares? Because Dave and Pat and Ben will probably flag us regardless.
She's had beer before, you know.
I'm not getting
beer. Someone has.
All right, let's get Anna's. You got questions.
Anna, your favorite horror movie. There are two questions. What is your favorite scary movie? And then two... What is the movie that gave you the most spooks, scares, and nightmares?
Oh my gosh. So we'll start with that one because it's it. Because I saw it when I was like six.
The original.
The original on TV, on UPN, WPWR TV, whatever it was called, right?
UPW.
Saw it like at my grandparents' house just alone in the back room. Because that was what happened. So that was terrifying.
Entirely too young to watch that movie.
I saw it about that age, too.
I don't know why, but it happened.
It was a TV movie, so
yeah,
it flew under the radar.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know that this was like a spook scare tactic.
Right. So
because it was, you put on ABC, and you're just like, whoa, this is a cute clown. This is so awesome.
Cute.
And then like,
no.
Oh my goodness, holy cow,
when
he's
was
eating.
He cute? He wasn't cute. And then he was a spider.
Well, spoiler alert.
So, like, you know, in college, my roommates knew I had a fear of clowns, and I had the bottom bunk.
What is that phobia called?
What is it called? Clownophobia?
Dildoophobia.
There's probably a name for it.
There probably is one of those.
That's something else.
That's something else.
They put Pennywise all over the bottom... thing.
Coming
so when
soon.
I laid down, there was just Pennywise everywhere.
Dildophobia coming soon.
I'm not a part of that company.
No, you're not, but our t-shirts are a different story. We don't have any, but soon.
They will be made.
They're coming.
What was your other question? What's my favorite horror movie?
Yeah, so what's your favorite scary movie, Sydney?
That's a good question. I like The Strangers, but you already talked about that.
We did.
So
we did geek out about
one.
That a little.
I mean, are we talking like quality or like
either.
Entertainment?
You just had to be scared.
If somebody had a gun to your head.
Like Invasion of Killer Clowns.
I mean, I thought Saw was pretty scary the first time. That was
Killer
pretty
Clowns
crazy.
From Outer Space?
Yeah, that's the one.
Invasion of
Killer Clowns. I don't fucking
know. I like it.
But I remember that it was scary.
So Saw...
Yeah.
But I was a kid.
In our archives.
Yeah. Twice.
Twice
one
over.
And two, yeah.
Actually,
part three coming soon?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I mean, I really
we do it every year.
Song.
It's on the list.
There were... The first one I liked. It was creepy. I don't know if I was scared. I'm not scared of much because I survived the whole Pennywise thing at age six. So,
yeah.
You know, you survive that. And
him
you're
sawing
good.
His foot off, though. Pretty gnarly.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Literally.
It was pretty...
Nerd.
And that was before, like, the horror movies existed like
right.
they do now.
Yeah.
Where they
but
just
the basis
did everything.
Of the Saw movies is that if someone had the resources, they could just torture someone because they thought they should be tortured.
And,
and that's terrifying,
the
right?
The rawness of it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Someone with the resources
sounds like
could.
Our president.
Jeez.
Oh,
here we go.
We're doing that.
No, we're not.
We're doing that. Okay.
That's a one-off comment.
Wayne is MAGA America sawing again.
Oh, gosh. Favorite Halloween costume?
Like that I've had?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I
was. Jesus?
I was never him.
Jesus.
What's my
Jesus Cristo.
I was Ron Burgundy one year. That was fun.
Ron, okay.
Do you have any, like, props? Or...
I had the pajamas, and then I had a Baxter. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
And he, yeah, with his little...
There's the other Ron Burgundy at the bar, and he had a flute, and he always had it in his...
It's a Yaz flute.
Yeah.
First
he had
of all.
A Yaz flute. And every once in a while, he'd just be, like, drinking beer, and then he'd just...
I love making music like
that. Exactly what it sounded like.
It was pretty great.
It's amazing.
It's pretty great.
The Yaz flute.
So, if you had to put together, round table this, you have, I'll give you 10 seconds.
We are the round table?
This is the round table. This table is literally round.
It is, absolutely.
You have 10 seconds to pitch your horror movie. I feel like, Wayne, you're going to say something about the president.
No, I wouldn't.
But we're going to start with Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle, you have 10 seconds. Counting it down. 10.
All right. So, man comes home, finds his wife dead in the middle of the floor. He goes to check upstairs, and there's a killer. He kills him, and end of story. That's it.
And she had 2 seconds.
Horrible.
Spare. It's horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
Candace's face. Candace. Up top, you have 10 seconds.
Okay, for
ten.
Me, anything scary is that something could plausibly happen. So... Someone breaks into a home and takes advantage of you, kills your family. I don't know.
Creepy. Bueno. Ready?
I'm ready, put you up on the board.
Ready?
Fucking ready.
It's going on the board. Ready?
All right.
Boom. Board. 10.
College freshman comes to school, dies, ends up being murdered, I guess. Nobody knows why.
Are you a ghost?
That's it. You got
to
figure out the rest
ghost
of the story.
The
I murdered,
I
feel
guess.
Like you're...
This is the sequel to Ghost Dad. Audience, Wayne just came up with the sequel to Ghost Dad. It's called Ghost Son.
Me and Whoopi Goldberg, we're just chilling, making
nope.
clay pottery.
No, no, wrong ghost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were talking Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby.
So me and Bill Cosby, we're making Jell-O.
I don't think Whoopi Goldberg is in Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
Me, Patrick Swayze, Whoopi Goldberg.
Demi Moore, Whoopi Goldberg.
And Demi Moore and Bill Cosby. We're chilling in college. And we invite this girl over. And we just got to find a way to get rid of her.
All right.
Audience, we're
Ghost
on to the
three.
We're on to the Palindrome Jedi. You have 10 seconds. What is your horror movie? 10.
You're hanging out in your house. Your friend is over, who you trust and who you've known for half your life. He shits all over your toilet.
Yeah.
Murders your toilet, actually.
The toilet has to be replaced.
Yeah, I didn't like the jokes.
You're out of
and
time.
And then you have nightmares.
No, you're out of time.
You're out of time. You're out of time.
And this is the Back in Time podcast. I think that wins. Jeff, do you want to give us your 10-second horror movie?
What's happening?
Just think of a horror movie in 10
over?
Seconds.
No, it's
live.
Not over. Yeah, we're live,
okay,
mother effer.
We're live.
No.
You have 10 seconds to pitch us your horror movie.
Ooh.
10!
Aren't we waiting until the end?
No.
No.
No, you have 10 seconds.
Go.
You're in a neighborhood. It's much like something.
You have 3 seconds.
I'm trying to explain the
story.
Somebody doesn't understand you have 10 seconds.
We are in a super suburb neighborhood. These kids are walking down the street. Another man is walking towards them with a plaid shirt on.
Oh, boy.
And we're like, what is happening? This is weird. He's 30 years old.
His
Why
glove
is he
glowing.
Walking down here? As the kids walk closer, they say, Mister, why are you walking toward us? And he's like, I can't hear you.
I gave
and they're
you
like,
the S.
Mister, I can't hear you. And he just can't understand the certain sounds that they're making because he's a creature, not from here, a creature that can't hear certain sounds. What kind of creature is that? Well, an alien, clearly, because a human can hear all sorts of sounds, especially S's and K's. like a C. So these fucking kids, they're walking down the street like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Why is he allowed so much time?
And then, and then all of a sudden,
I'll allow it.
A squid comes out of the body. And it's like, and the kids are like, ah! And then they run. And he's like, I can't hear you. Because they said
Why
A,
are you yelling?
And they don't know what A is because he's a squid thing and he can only hear certain sounds. So the squid doesn't get to eat anything. The kids ran away. It was the dumbest horror movie ever because nothing happened. It just ended.
And this is Back in Time Podcast. Stay tuned for next week's episode.
Pour yourself up.